It's time for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Well, thank you, Sam. Hello and welcome to the second funniest podcast. This is episode number 408. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. Enjoying a fantastic end of our Valentine's week. I hope you enjoyed a follow-up Valentine's Day for your lady gamer per our episode earlier this week. With me, as always, is the message on anyone's candy heart. The kiss to every Hershey. The M to my M. The milk to my chocolate.
What?
I don't know why that made me laugh.
Because he's dark chocolate. I don't even know what that means. The one. The only. The early adopter. The KevinMiller.com. Jump, press the circle button, Kevin.
Dip a strawberry in chocolate and rub it in nuts.
Yeah, very good. I don't know why I'm aggressive. So those of you tuning in, happy Friday. Happy the end of your
How's it feel to be on Friday? It's fan art Friday right now.
Right? People are throwing up pictures. They're doing their thing.
In the future, we'll put out 30 minutes every day, Monday through Friday, and an hour on Sundays. we get Saturdays
off. What is that,
really?
There's a phrase that people do that. There's an hour on Sunday. Where is that from?
I think it's it used to be a show. It used to be like news broadcasts and stuff.
Oh, okay.
That. 30 minutes and then an hour on Sunday, so you can have.
I created an earthquake on your dining room table with my restless leg syndrome.
Oh, man. Have you ever known anybody with restless leg syndrome?
Me?
No, but like real restless leg syndrome.
I thought I have it. When you shake your leg and you don't know it, isn't that what it is?
No, restless leg syndrome is where you have undefinable, unrelievable pain in your legs for no reason at all. Yeah, and it's an annoying thing to go to a movie.
Constantly misdiagnosing people. That's a problem.
Do you have a doctor?
No. I'm just saying people. This is what I'm saying. People need to understand that they do not have a PhD or a DR at the front of their name.
Commercials. They'll tell you, they'll say restless leg syndrome, and they'll go into it. Like if you find you can't get comfortable and your legs begin to ache and you can't figure out why.
Unless you're moving?
No, just that they call it restless legs because it makes you get up, makes you move around. The nervous twitch thing, that's not rest. That's just a nerd.
It's just caffeine.
Twitch. Yeah, that's just you having energy.
Caffeine mixed with the lack of sleep from having two children.
Believe me, real RSL people would like to do what you do, but their legs hurt all the time. It's like leg arthritis.
We learn stuff here. That's what we do every now and then. Sometimes stuff comes up that you're like, you know what? Hey, I know I tune in for video games, but you know what else I get every now and then? A D-level syndrome. That's what I find out all the information I could ever need, and that I don't have the time or the energy to spend in Wikipedia. So I will sift through that and quickly wait for them to mention Skyrim again so that I can eventually get to what I want to hear about.
Yeah, we should talk about Skyrim.
I know. Well, we haven't in, 4 days now?
Man. Have you started playing that yet?
I just did.
I know, I've been timing you.
You really have a timer going?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's hard because that feels like a big challenge that I'm going to fail. Cause
yeah, I know. You are. That's
I
the
know.
Point.
I'm
that's
so angry about
that's
it.
That's why I did it. Here's the thing. I've been playing and I've been going down the mage storyline, which makes sense to those of you who are playing. You can either be a thief, a warrior, or a mage.
Which one am I?
You're a warrior.
Okay.
Or you can do whatever. You can have access to all the storylines. It just helps because you can't have great power in all of the areas. So it helps if you focus on one. Well, you can either join the Thief Guilds or the Companions, which is the Warriors.
I just met the Companions.
Yeah, you start with kind of the Warrior missions. But if you have magic or keep damage, they'll keep mentioning, head out to the College of Magic. Head out to Winterhold.
I asked the guy how I could learn magic.
Yeah, I made a beeline there. That's what. And so I've been doing nothing but the college storylines and have gotten to what I assume is the last battle in the storyline. And after, I don't know, an hour of just getting my butt served to me, like in comical ways of, oh, I'm shaving him down. I'm working. Oh, yeah. I'm being sneaky. Bam! Dead. And the character, when you die, especially if you get hit by spells that blast you, you just fly.
It has that ragdoll.
Bang! You smack into the wall. And it's like, I was alive. So after doing that for an hour, I looked up online to see. I was like, well, maybe somebody can give me some tips, some pointers. Maybe there's a spell. spell I need to go get. And basically, I learned I'm trying to tackle this way too early in the game. I'm like a level 16.
You have to do more side missions?
Yeah, I need to beef up my character. I need to get some more skills. And so I left. It was kind of hard because you have to back. If you beat a dungeon, you get a door and you get to leave right there. But if you leave a dungeon without completing it, you have to walk like the walk of shame all the way back through the dungeon to go back in the way you came. And this is a long dungeon with several chambers.
Like after you've died? Is that what you're saying?
But I didn't. I kept dying, so I just reloaded and I come back to the last place. Instead of beating the mission and getting
and then starting
leave,
at the boss again, you would have to. Sorry, I think
back.
A submarine just pulled up to the apartment.
You'll understand a little better when you play.
I haven't died yet.
Yeah, you will. Don't worry. Yet. It's coming.
Okay. Here's what I think your character needs. Your character needs a montage. That's what you need. You need this where he's going through spell books.
That's what I found is that since I had been so myopic with my questing, that when I went out, I'd been ignoring the number of quests. And the moment I stepped out, I was like, there were all this stuff. There was just like ripe fruit hanging off the vine, waiting. The game was just waiting for me to leave this certain
like you leave
area.
You leave the college, and outside there's a whole townsfolk of people. Like, we have nothing but equipment for killing.
Pretty much. Just
a
like,
mountain.
Just like I walk out, and there's a section, people who play the game will know, there's a section where you can see a dragon out in the distance. The first time you can like see one coming, and I was like, oh, I guess I'll head over there and kill a dragon. On the way, another one shows up. And I was like, okay, I get it, game. All right, there. I should have been questing a little more. You clearly want me to do some more things. So it's a little, because the game is so rich.
Yeah.
So what I think will happen for
that's
you.
That's what I don't like about it so far is that it's like, I want to play a game. I don't want to live another life.
Well, I don't see, like World of Warcraft, they want you to live another life. This, I really do feel like there's a progression.
Okay.
That I think it took what made World of Warcraft or Second Life
fun. Maybe it's because I'm chatty, so I want to be chatty in the game because I ask everybody everything I'm supposed to ask them.
But that's fun. Chat, find that because it helps like get backstory of the game.
Here's the thing.
This is the fifth game. There are so many installments, and this is a rich world at this
maybe
point.
That's why I feel like it's a little dull, because there's a lot of exposition that they're trying to give me so that I'm catching up in the middle of my stories, you know, like if it's a soap opera.
Doesn't matter. When I was a kid, I watched soap operas with my grandma. And there was this one storyline where this guy somehow stole a copy of this girl's key. And have I told this?
No.
I'm all about old stories. And so he would sneak into her apartment. It was all summer long watching him sneak into this girl's apartment and do stuff in her apartment. I went to school, you know, stopped watching soap operas, came back the next summer.
I went to school and stopped watching soap operas.
What? Because I didn't need to be. Forced to by my grandma.
It's just funny that elementary school becomes like going away to college
exactly.
To soap operas.
Well, they used to say that's when soap operas were very spicy and popular, was in the summer when high school kids would be off. There would be a lot more sex in soap operas. Probably would still be on the air if it was all sex. But they, the next summer I come back.
Tune in for daytime pornography. We have all your
favorite.
Jenna Jameson coming out of retirement for your viewing and pleasure, soccer mom.
Wow. So come back the next summer and the guy's riding the elevator up with his internal monologue. That's right, Mandy. I still have the key to your apartment. And I was like, that was a year ago. Because I remember thinking, why do I know that? Oh my gosh, that was last summer.
You know what's funny about that too? You really are timing me. What's funny about that too is that it's not fair that I'm being timed now. I guess.
No, that's right.
But anyway, what's funny is that there's a key that you pick up early on in the game that I grabbed, and I'm like, what am I going to do with this? Like, should I keep this? I don't want to throw it away, and then they're like, oh, you need the mages or whatever, something key.
They won't. You can't sell it. I don't know if you can drop it. I should try to drop a story item.
A story item?
Because I know I can't sell it. I don't know if I can store it or not. But so what I'll be interested to see is, because you'll probably want to push forward in one of the two stories just naturally, and the game won't let you. And I want to know when you're either done with the main story. I think you can be done. I think you can push through pretty heavy and be done quickly. But I have a feeling you're still going to want to do more, because there will be so many other storylines.
Well, what I liked about Fallout was I like doing the side stories in Fallout because they're interesting.
Then you're,
honestly,
then you are gone. This timer is going to go for months.
Yeah,
yeah, because it's over. You can't.
Because there's
never
all. Well, there's.
It.
Here's the thing, too. This is what it does. It's going to be funny because what it does to me is like there's like, oh, I'm like, it made me laugh because it's like, I like this girl, and I can't believe this other guy's talking to her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
was
funny. Like, really? Medieval times is like high school? Really? There's dragons in the air. And you're worried about a wood elf talking to your barmaid? You, like, there are four people that live in your village, dude. There's going to be competition, bro. She's one of one chicks that has a human vajayjay.
The other one's your mom.
Everybody else can control animals, or they have great acrobatic skills, or they look like a cat. And unless you're into that kind of thing.
That's what I love there. You'll probably see him, but it's a great little detail. And it was good story writing, too, where they said, it must be a reference to a previous game, where they said those cat people live in Elseworld, which is nothing like Skyrim. It's filled with tropical jungles and old temples. It sounds terrible. I was like, that's very funny.
Yeah, so I'm supposed to go to this next guy, tell him there's dragons afoot.
Yeah.
And then
that's the king.
And then he goes, and then there's this guy who's like got troubles. He's like, I wrote this scathing letter. Go take it to her and tell her that it came from the other dude. So now you have the optional mission of going to the other dude and saying, hey, this other guy's trying to throw you under the bus. Here's a letter he's going to write. I'm trying to hook you up, bro.
Because
I try to honestly go, okay, if I'm in this situation, you know what I mean? I really look at it and go, what would I do? Because my first reaction
is... This is a good romantic video game.
I know, right?
You should have been doing Skyrim.
My first reaction is like, wow, this isn't any of my business, dude. Like, I would sit the guy down and go, listen, you're a great singer, all right? Play to your strengths. You're a musician, all right? Chicks love musicians. Now, granted, I come from a world where I don't know what chicks feel about wood elves, all right? I don't know if they're into that thing, but they got angular faces. That's weird. That's creepy.
That's what I wanted, because you chose orc,
although they
right?
do get a stamina boost, right? Or an adrenaline boost, or whatever.
You chose orc, right? So yes. Does the town react to you when you walk in?
You told me that they, they call me orc, and they look down at me.
Yeah.
And
I assumed.
Which I feel like now I know what it feels like to be black. I feel like that's what this game does.
Because as an elf...
Between this and that Tyra Banks episode about being fat, I feel like I really understand what it feels like to be a victim.
As an elf, they treat me like a Korean. Because they're like, oh, you think you're better than... Maybe Japanese. Like, you think you're better than me.
Yeah, that's
but
hilarious.
But you're not.
That's hilarious.
Especially so with the magic
come
user.
Over here, orc. Hey, yeah, kill that orc. That's how they say it.
Oh, really?
But then you said that I'm unpopular in the world or whatever, but nobody's been like... Like, there was one guy who kind of went, like, but he's he's an extra. Like, he's just walking by.
They, like, watch you.
Yeah. And he looked at me and went, and, like,
well,
took a half step
I was
quick.
Curious.
Which is the medieval equivalent of locking your doors when you stop yeah. at a stop sign.
I was curious because I've run into a few orcs, and they've been very unpleasant. There's been orcs out on the trails or whatever, and they're like, get away from me. They call me a milk drinker, which I think
what
is great.
What does that mean?
I assume it means that orcs don't drink milk. They either don't have cows or they don't have breasts.
I also do enjoy the male and the female in the character building. Like, this is what a female cat person looks like, we think. This is what a male cat person looks like.
Yeah, I need to play with the building.
And by the way, it's hilarious that there is a cat person with a mustache.
Yeah.
They're covered in hair.
They've got the little
But fur. They've got a Fu Manchu mustache.
Did you look at the salamander people?
No. The lizards.
Yeah, when I played...
That was almost going to be my second choice, but I'm like,
That's good for thief. So
I didn't like that idea because I'm like, I don't want to sneak
around.
Does
it tell you what their boosts are right at
yes.
the beginning? Oh, good. I missed that.
It does it very, very cryptically. Like, I don't know.
It
I feel
says,
like when I'm at that point in the game, you don't have to be cryptic anymore. Say, listen, if you want to be a badass ass kicker, here's what you want to be.
I think that that's how they draw you
in. If you want to kind of, you know, you like the idea of casting spells and pushing people around with your mind, this is what you want to
this
be.
Is it.
If you want to see in the dark, perfect.
Well,
this is for you.
For the last one, Oblivion, I owned it for the space of 8 minutes, and that's how much money I got back from it from GameStop after I took it there, because they don't need
they
more
gave
copies
you 8 minutes of your
$8.
Life
$8 oh. They gave me $8 for a brand new copy of this stupid game, but I popped it in, and the Jean-Luc Picard is like, you are the one I've seen visions of, help us escape this prison. And I'm following him, and I'm like, this is the most boring thing I've ever done in my life. I spent more time designing the character than I actually did playing the game. And it just turned. I'm sure it's still sitting in a save file on my Xbox. I was so bored with that. And then I realized when I looked later, I was like, oh, I chose a very small sliver of the world's population by being that salamander thing. I wonder if that game also would have called notice to it. But there's one of the races that is the Dark Elves, I believe it is, are considered a part of the Empire, and you would have been unpopular. Like, I don't even know if you could have gotten into the Nord cities by being one of them. We should ask somebody that's playing one of those builds. I'm going to do it right now. Hit pause.
Okay. Are you serious?
No.
Oh. All right, here we go. I'm so giving, or willing. That's the point of it. We teased last week, so I feel like we have to touch on it. I'll get into that, but we also need to talk about the idea of when we think what era in time the Lady Gamer came about as a niche within the high school subcultures.
Yeah, there has to be a game, or probably more likely a console that bridged that gap, because when we were kids 20 years ago, it was Nintendo and Nintendo 16. Right, the Super Nintendo, mm-hmm. and those, they were for boys.
Yeah,
like I knew one.
There's a
girl.
Lot of sports games.
Yeah,
and then the Mario. Ambiguous Barbie game.
And I yeah, exactly. But I don't think it's Barbie games that's lured.
It was a dumb idea.
Yeah. But I knew one girl.
Girls that are into Barbies usually aren't into video games.
Right, of course not.
Yeah,
and I knew one girl that liked Mario. That was it, and it was because she had two older brothers and they had a Super Nintendo. So naturally, she sat down. So where did that happen? Somewhere in the 90s.
Yeah, it had to be 90s.
There
I
was
agree.
A shift in platforms. Was it the PlayStation? Did games like Crash Bandicoot push girls over? Was it Nintendo? Was it Mario 64 and Mario Kart that were the gateway, much like we've attributed the Wii in being a good gateway for families to get into gaming?
No, here's what I think. I like this. The idea of the 90s. I'm going to first off say that I am not an expert. All right. Secondly, I'm going to say I believe without a shadow of doubt that I'm absolutely correct.
That's why I listen to this show.
The idea of the grunge culture, right? The flannel and, you know, the alternative music
which
movement.
I hated.
Right.
In the 90s, I felt like a betrayer to my generation or being an outcast because it's like, why are we pretending that this music is incredible, life-changing, and so different?
It wasn't life-changing. I enjoyed it.
It was like so
I'm a Pearl Jam fan.
And selfish and self-introspective. It wasn't fun. Like, music in our generation was never
very
fun.
Sad. Yeah.
Yeah. And then when he killed himself, when Kurt Cobain killed himself, it was like our leader had died and nothing could be fun ever again.
I could never imagine being that upset about somebody I don't know doing that. You know what I mean? Like, but that's neither here nor there. So, but I like the alternative movement because it meant that clothes that I like to wear were now cool, even though I didn't wear them in the cool way. Like, I showed up with a flannel, nice little plaid thing, you know, situation like a blue and a black checker going, why does everybody have these unbuttoned? You're not going to be warm that way. You're not going to feel this soft goodness if you're wearing so many t-shirts underneath. What is your deal? You know? But anyway, I think it's that movement that kind of made everything kind of unisex within that culture. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, chicks dressed the same kind of as the dudes. There wasn't like a different costume for the chicks that were into that, right? So that opens the door for you to be a little more, and I really hope, because I don't want this to sound sexist at all, because I truly don't believe that lady gamers are dudes. I think that's an insult. I think it's unfair.
No, that's
not
it.
I think they're sexy pieces of women that are comfortable in their own skin, and that's what makes them sexy.
It's like Star Wars, too.
They've got a little nerdy edge to them that they like, yeah, you know.
Imagination is the
exactly.
word. Because Star Wars were predominantly male as well, and then somewhere in there, or maybe it was since the beginning, but now you see girls finding themselves in the characters or finding themselves caring about Princess Leia or
right.
even Luke or Yoda or any of that.
But see, I think that always existed throughout time. I think that the grunge movement opened the door where it made it, that's what everybody where? Was doing.
Where?
What did I do? Did I do that?
You pronounced the H, yeah.
Where? Did I?
Where?
Did I just do that?
Yeah, you said where?
Where?
Yeah.
I did not even know that happened. Taco
where?
Salad. Taco salad.
Look at you with your taco salad.
Taco salad. So I think that made it popular to where even the people who wouldn't normally do that all of a sudden found themselves in this, you know, environment or whatever. And then from there, because it's now kind of sexually ambiguous as far as what you do and what you don't do, that also, I think, was a spawn of a big nerd culture, like kind of coming yep. into being the popular choice. And so I think that's where they were born. Out of the grunge alternative movement came the lady gamer, where she's like, I like playing video games. And then there's a bunch of dudes who are like, I'm sorry, what?
I also think that maybe the technology became approachable to where it didn't take a masculine gene to enjoy it. like boys, your son will enjoy blowing things up with these little.
It is insane.
Characters.
He's 3 years old, 3 and a half.
Yeah,
and he's now in a phase where he's like, let's shoot some guns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He has little Nerf guns. We went to a shooting range in my living room with Nerf guns. We shot books, and he's just like, this is awesome.
It's in his brain.
It's built in. It's wired in.
DNA drawn. Women, girls can they play with toys? They make little stories and that kind of stuff. But that action, that violence, we're born with it. So it takes very little imagination for a video game, for something like, even 8-bit games or even Atari games. You're like, you tell me that block is blowing up these other blocks and that's supposed to be a soldier? Sweet, I'm in. Ah, I want to play it. So it takes a little bit of imagination. Once the graphics get good, the sound gets engaging, I think that just people's natural interest in the action made it more accessible to the opposite sex. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
So, like, because in the 80s and the early 90s, I like to blow things up. So I'll believe that this little tank, this poorly drawn tank or this poorly drawn car on the screen.
So is that the idea of it, games were kind of rudimentary to begin with.
Exactly.
Feeding that almost caveman type mentality.
I'll believe it. Because
right.
I'm willing to believe that this
because
little
I just
figure,
want to blow stuff up
exactly
right?
So I'm into it.
And then they transitioned to being more story oriented
because
technology could support that as opposed to just two tanks driving around slowly and shooting little dots at each other
and that widened the audience scope because the audience was always there. Action films have always been available. Comedies have always been there. Science fiction, fantasy, all the things that games are doing, they've been making movies of for decades before that. And I think games just finally got to a place where they could bring things in. In 1998, the University of Central Florida ran a study on this very concept. So it was a little later than where our guest point is. But they said then 40% of the market were gamers by 1998.
40% of the world market?
I'm sorry, 40% of the gaming market were females.
I
missed the word lady in there. Although
and gaming. You said 40% of the market were gamers.
But 40% of the games at the time did not feature any female characters. This is all according to this study here.
So
it's not like... So the point of like it became approachable for women is not the root of it. Like,
but do you think, and I know we're doing a lot of stereotyping here, but I honestly don't think that a lady gamer is like, you know what, I need Lara Croft to feel empowered. I think they're like,
I don't
no,
think
fuck you. I just want a big gun. I want to roll around in some tunnels.
My wife loves watching Battlestar Galactica.
Right.
And that's a dude show.
Right.
With a lot of very strong women. But she doesn't go, wow, Starbuck is really... Really throwing off the shackles.
There, you know, other than Edward James Olmos and his pepperoni pizza face and the engineer, all the guys on there are lookers.
They are pretty good looking.
Right.
But the parts where, and this
between
I don't mean
two
to...
of them, they don't have 0.2% body fat on any of the other dudes. It's Edward James Olmos and his 60-year-old body, and then the chubby engineer are the ones who are like, we have all the fat. We're the only ones eating craft services.
And then the XO on it. What's his face?
The old guy. Yeah, you're right.
So there's three on looking.
I don't know. He's still bangable.
I'll give him the swirl.
He's a Cylon.
Oh, you can't do that.
Huh?
You can't do that.
I can't do what?
You can't say that.
I can't say what?
That's a spoiler.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Well, I'm sorry.
I guess you can.
Yeah.
At what point, what is the spoiler statute of limitations?
I think we use the same as due diligence or whatever it is, 7 years.
It is. Well, Battlestar is not 7 years then.
Well, then now we have to wait 4 more years to release this episode.
Damn it, this is such a good episode.
I know, I'm
too.
So happy about
all
it. Maybe we'll forget by the time we do 2 more of these.
I've already forgotten.
We'll forget.
Just put a spoiler. Who cares?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's just legalism. But the points where she enjoys, and again, not that she's 100% of the sample audience, but the points where she likes are the action. Like, you know, a bunch of Marines will be coming around on the ground, waiting for cover, looking over, like, ready to blow some stuff up, pop up there, bam, 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 pop up again, bam, bam, bam. And she'd be like, this show is amazing. and then I'll fall in love with her a little bit more.
What really is going on is that, you know, fundamentally, there isn't that much of a difference between the sexes. You know what I mean? Like, what if we make all this up for the sake of our own identity? For the sake of being a guy.
You just said it with your son. He takes nothing at all. He wants to shoot guns. I don't see that.
Right, but he also celebrates every time he craps in a toilet. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying that not every aspect of his personality or his behavior, there's an aspect of him being fundamental.
I don't know.
I think you expand, you grow out of that, because, like, that doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me.
They've done studies, and they've proven that the way the women are hardwired is different, that their processing center from their brain is connected.
Right, but I'm saying from an entertainment standpoint. You know what I mean? Like, what if I don't know. Like, do you think that your wife enjoys that any more or less than a chick flick?
Let's
use your example, because we've talked about on the show, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. Mm-hmm. Do you think she enjoys Battlestar Galactica's action scenes more than Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman?
No, and I think to your point, what she really likes are stories about justice and righteousness and people
underdog.
Who are right and topple the system. That's why she loved Hunger Games so much, which I haven't read or care anything about. I'll see the movie.
Spoiler alert. What if we were waiting to figure out how you felt about this? You're being insensitive, Kevin, to your celebrity status.
Well, you know. No, well, let's read fan mail, speaking of my celebrity status.
I know,
how
right?
How much time we got?
We have...
Just broke my table.
We have about 5 minutes.
Oh, fan mail. Let's get to it. Should I
just open these? People have been sending us stuff to the P.O. Box. If you want to send us something, it's P.O. Box 11192, Burbank, California, 91510. I don't go there, but maybe once a month when I get an email saying, hey, I sent you guys something, you should go there. So please send me an email, because I do see those emails, and I will go and pick it up. But I guess there's some stuff that people want signed or whatever that's in here. So Kevin's opening it first. What do you have there?
This one is from Madison Porter. Mm-hmm. Madison writes, hey, Justin and Kevin, here's my drawing I want Kevin to sign. I have no preference on what it should say. Maybe jump and press the circle button. Have at it. You guys rock, Madison. And it's a pretty decent drawing of Sly here, the thief.
It's awesome.
Looks pretty good. He's looking pretty sly.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I'm Sly.
What's that red thing that he's got on his leg?
Sly. He always says that. He's like a little...
Is it a handkerchief or something?
We're not sure. Like parachute pants. Have you ever played the games?
Huh?
Thanks, Madison. I'll sign that. And sign it something like...
When you do send it, not that, you know, I'm not mad at you, Madison, but when you do sign
it... I'm mad at you.
Ask for something to sign. Please send a self-addressed postage paid
return address. Oh, yeah, now we have to pay
address. Otherwise, which I don't mind. It's not like it breaks us, but it's just, you know...
No, Madison did that, as does everybody who wants it. Nudge, yeah. Nudge, wink, wink.
Yes.
This one's from Carmen, who posts on the wall pretty regularly. Have you opened this?
Was she from Canada? Is that what that says?
Yes. Canadians and their addresses. Am I right? Hard to figure out.
What's up with that?
This is like their zip code, V255E-5E9. That's very confusing. How do you know?
What if you just gave the exact longitude and latitude of her
house?
Yeah,
that might be it.
Whoa, she sent a letter. Whoa,
nice.
That is cool.
Second deadliest podcast.
That is awesome.
I've got a pretty sweet beard with a nice little tongue. Justin's looking pretty good. He's got dark horns.
I like
it. They both have horns. Mine are just born. But Justin's got the pretty sweet elf ears. Yeah, this is great.
Wow, that looks awesome.
Do we have to sign this and send that back?
I don't know.
That might be on the Facebook page for a little while.
I know, right?
Dear Mr. Justin Worsham,
you got a crack in your horn. You've seen some action, dude.
I know. Yeah, I'm growing wrong.
You've been in it.
I like the white horns. Hello and welcome to my first fan letter with your writer Cameron Christensen. Have fun, me. Thank you, me. I will. I get it. Sorry, that was too long, too good to pass up. Hey, guys, if you're reading this, that means the post office didn't screw up.
Woohoo!
To start this letter off, I'd like to say that I love you guys and your podcast, and that I'm a big fan. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
In the envelope you received, this letter is also a piece of fan art I drew you guys that I would like to explain further.
Oh, good.
Good. As we all know, there was an incident during episode 350 that many people, especially fans of on the Facebook page, will recall. This was the episode of the live recording that will go down in SFP history.
Oh, with the monsters.
During the first 15 to 20 minutes of the show, you guys did not realize that the fans did, that your voices over the Ustream were a lot deeper than normally. Hilarity did ensue. The reaction was quite funny, as many people posted on the Facebook page, demons!
Yeah.
I think this was one of the funniest SFP moments of 2011, and I knew fan art had to be made. Which brings us to this, a picture drawn by yours truly of the two of you as demons, Justin Helsman and Kevin Killer.
Those are demon names?
Those are our demon names.
All right.
I am sorry if this picture is unsettling or offensive, but that's just how I roll.
I wish that was who we were.
Nah,
what,
just
what if that was the reaction? We open and go,
Why? The detail of the tiny, high pupiled, I think it's pretty great.
I just start crying.
Why? Nah, just kidding, but I hope you guys enjoy the picture and this letter. I love the show and its hilarious hosts and always look forward to a new episode every week. I'd also like to say that from listening to your show that I have AKO made some new and very awesome. That might be an acronym for something I don't know. Internet friends.
Extreme Disney.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you guys for being so amazing, funny, and I wish you guys the very best. Sincerely, Cameron Christensen, BC, Canada.
Cameron or Carmen?
Carmen.
Carmen.
Thank you. She's in the past.
Oh.
AKA the girl who lives in Jaden's room and animated those silly Sly Cooper skits, which were fantastic. P.S. Here's a nicer stick figure drawing of you two. Can you tell who is who? I have a guess.
I'm going to say that I'm the one on the right.
Because it has the fatter head?
Yes.
Oh, no, the one on the left had the fatter head.
Oh, then I'm the one on the left.
This one says, do not bend, and how did it come in your box, Justin?
It bent in half. So whoever that is, we owe a huge apology if it's something you would sign or return.
This is from Kimberly.
Kimberly, the P.O. box that we have. And so here's my fear. My dilemma is that I signed up for this P.O. box so people would have a place to send stuff. And then I realized that the P.O. box was kind of small. But then if I change the P.O. box number, then anybody who's getting caught up on episodes will still send stuff to that P.O. box. Like, there's no way for me to go back in time.
Yeah, you can't forward P.O. boxes.
Yeah, exactly. So I could, but it's podcasts are forever. You know what I mean? Yeah. Much like James Bond and diamonds and your girl.
I'm literally opening this on air, so that's why it's taking so long.
I'm still trying to think of things that are forever.
Okay, I did tear this
more
one
fan
away,
art,
but we'll survive. Okay, we got a lot.
It's like
here.
tiny corner. I don't want to. You said I did tear this one a little, and if I drew like put my time and energy, like he ripped it in half.
No, it's just this one was drawn at 1:22 a.m. on the day after Christmas, Boxing Day. It's pretty great. It's a Sly with a bag of cash. He's looking pretty good. That's pretty. That is
awesome.
That looks like a face I would make, actually.
Yeah. I've seen you make that face.
This one's on November 6th, excuse me, 2011, and it's a pretty sweet little picture of just Sly's face. That's very decent. That's nice. And then a line drawing. That first two were color. This one's just the ink, uncolored, and make it good expressions. Nice work. All right. So this one, the letter was written on November 6th, but some of the art was drawn 6 weeks after this. So
maybe it took 6 weeks to make.
Maybe the letter took 6 weeks to make. Let's see. Greetings to you, Second Funniest Podcast. Great penmanship, by the way. You should see this. I want you to make a font because I would use this and tell everybody that I hand wrote your letters. First off, I love the show. It's a very simple equation that so works. Kevin Miller plus Justin Warsham plus randomness equals holy shiznitzel amazing. Based on true studies,
my pastry right now.
Anyway, I write to ask Kevin.
With peanuts in it. That's not right.
In favor. Please. I have enclosed pictures drawn by me of Sly Cooper. I spam the SFP page enough with my fan art. Now I've gone postal.
Literally.
If it wouldn't be too much trouble, would you please autograph one for me? See, is this a thing? Do people do that? Autograph fan art that other people have made?
I think it's much nicer and cooler than just say, hey, send me a picture of you. You know what I mean?
That's
like an autographed headshot.
I don't have any. So,
right. But I'm just saying, like, if I've never heard of it, but I'm not familiar with this world at all. But I, like, in looking at it for the first time, I'm like, that makes sense. I drew this nice picture I'm very proud of. And why not have it signed by the muse? Yeah. You know what I mean? Imagine if Mona Lisa could sign it. I don't even think that's her name.
Moda? No, it's Mona.
Oh.
I have been a huge fan of the series.
I have to go take my SAT again.
The second installment, it was the first. Wait, what? How did you fail the SAT? I played the...
Evidently, you get a letter wrong.
I played the series, quickly followed by the first and third games. Also, a question for you both. Christmas is a little over a month away.
Not for us.
What games are you...
she's your way wrong. It's like 11 months away right now.
This holiday season. Thank you so much for your time. You guys, especially Pone. Keep pressing that circle button, Kimberly C. P.S. Who said that old school handwritten letters were dead? No one, because this is the third one we've gotten tonight. I prefer them for their classiness. So not hipster. Very nice. This is seriously, look at that penmanship.
What was the question about the holidays?
I wanted to know what games we were looking forward to in the season. We did a few episodes about that back before Christmas.
That's right. So. And which this probably has been sitting in the, because the postage on the envelope is right there for November 7th. And I got this last week.
Why did that one say Christmas?
The
one of these said November 26th. 2007. I apologize. Oh, this is from 07.
Boom.
Well done.
No, that's not before our podcast. Or that is before our podcast.
There's a piece of that I tore off. Okay. Hey, we need to wrap this awesomeness up. Well, these people need to send us self-addressed sealed envelopes, or should we just mail it back?
No, just mail it back. I know.
I'll give you some money.
Come on. Nah, who cares? But the, if you're the Canadian chick, she's screwed. I'm not helping her.
Because that costs money.
That's a war situation. Can't be friendly to you jerks. You're coming over here stealing our jobs. Not sure any
wrong
of this
country.
Is real. I'm sorry?
We have another episode coming in 5 days from
hanging
now.
Out in front of Home Depot all the time. Ugh, Canadians are so annoying.
Wrong side.
Huh?
Wrong side.
Sorry.
Wrong side of the country. This is just going right here.
I like it. I want to close the show as Hellsman. Yes. All right. Well, that's been our show. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you're enjoying the two episodes a week.
Kevin Killer!
And that's how we do it when we get on the dark side of things. So thanks again for listening. You can give us a call, 408-228-4911. I would say standard messaging rates apply, but when you're calling down here to hell, it's a little bit more. Still a 2-year contract. Send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Don't click on links. Don't get on a banner. Don't do any of that crap. Doesn't do anybody any good. All right, I'm going to have to go. Good thing we are pedophiles and we keep children locked in a closet, because I'm going to go eat one right now. On behalf of my hateful friend, Killer Kevin. What was your name again?
Kevin Killer.
Kevin Killer. This is Hellsman saying, okay, bye.